Now, I'd like to talk a wee bit about my siblings and my parents and my connection with them at the orphanage. I will admit that I did see my parents from time to time, usually midsummer, when the holidays were on. Now, my parents used to arrive in Aberlour, but the warden had a system whereby if a parent wanted to see their child, which was perfectly natural to do, they had to write to him or telephone him to give him advance notice of a visit. And if the warden thought that the visit was appropriate, in other words, the parent hadn't been involved in abuse of his child and violence towards them, then a visit would be quite possible, and was sometimes seen as a good thing for the child to know who their parents were and something about them, and to get a regular visit, maybe not too regular, but a regular visit, so that they knew who their parents were. Now, in my case, when my parents arrived at Aberlour Orphanage, they would quite often arrive by bike, and it was quite often a tandem. Now, cycling in the 50s and 60s was a very popular sport, and there's been a resurgence of it recently. Everybody wants to go on holiday on their bikes now. But in these days, it was quite common for people to arrive, Aberlour in a bike, and the back of the bike would be my parents' tents and all their cooking equipment, etc. But I thought that they had cycled up from Edinburgh. I had always assumed that they had cycled up from Edinburgh. But here, all they had done is they'd actually got the train up to Elgin and had cycled 15 miles from Elgin to the orphanage, which, when I found that out later on, was a bit of a disappointment for me. However, I didn't have any real loving connection or bond with my parents because, as I said earlier, I had been brought up in the orphanage as a child. So I didn't have this bond with my parents at all. I saw them as total strangers. I was interested in them. I was polite to them. But I didn't have any bond with them. Likewise, my brothers and sisters, who were all at the orphanage, I never really knew who they were either. And there is a particular story that goes about that when I was 6 or 7 years old, I was in the playground of the school, and me and one of my pals had got an old piece of broken mirror, and we were flashing it across the other side of the playground to some of the girls and upsetting them with sparkling the sun in their eyes with these mirrors. But the boy that was standing next to me sort of said, "Do you see that girl that you're shining the mirror on just now? That's one of your sisters. Her name's Irene." And I never knew this. And then he turned around and pointed out a boy who was playing on the ground. He said, "And that lad down there, that's your brother." Now, I never knew I had brothers or sisters at the orphanage, and it was only when I was 6 or 7 years old that I became aware of them. And then, of course, when I spoke to them, I found out, the names and the ages of all the other children I had. So if we just go back to the beginning for a minute, when I went to the orphanage at 10 months old as a baby, my oldest brother, who was John, would be 6 or 7 years old. So when he arrived at Aberlour Orphanage, in later life, he would have a totally different story to tell than I had. My one was of being there as a baby and being brought up in the place from birth. His story would be taken away from his parents at 7 or 8 years old and sent to the orphanage. And of course, that was a different story than I had.